Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I love Roe Steiny. Lamar Jackson stinks.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You want to talk about a take that's aged well? Lamar Jackson stinks. I was the first one to it. Man, I wonder if his window is closing. His hammy's done, but he ain't even running like the Roadrunner.
John Thompson.
1-84 against the Houston Cougars.
The guy you want to coach to win the biggest game.
Yeah.
Was a guy who
got there three times.
Had a player throw the ball to the wrong guy.
So why are you blaming the coach?
Because he didn't have him prepared. And then, of course, was the subject of the biggest upset in college basketball finals history. It's on the wrong end of an upset with Villanova. Remember that game.
But why was NC State with Valvano the biggest upset to me when they beat Houston?
That was only because the Phi Slamma Jamma team
dunked a lot. Oh, nah. They had the big man in the middle, okay. Wittenberg. Oh, my God.
So those Georgetown teams play defense, huh?
Oh, Hoya Destroyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you go look at what Villanova shot in the NCAA final game against Georgetown.
The biggest game.
No, it doesn't happen. Well, teams don't shoot nearly 80% from the field. You heard me.
Yeah. Well, one guy was high out of his mind.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
But it did.
Well, they couldn't even take advantage of him?
Well, no, it was working
Evan,
for him.
See if I'm right on this.
It was working for him.
I'm pretty sure Villanova was shot 76% from the field.
That's incredible.
Remember the year? 84 after NOM.
86.
Oh, hey.
86, Mouth.
My man said, I want that call.
So the guy you picked to win the biggest game went 1-2
on
his biggest games.
No, I had my mouth. I'm stealing from Dibs in my Mount Rushmore.
So you won't just take him off.
No, please.
Come on.
You know what he meant for the young black
19
man?
19 for 25, Evan?
Dude, John Thompson's presidential.
Well, actually, this is pretty impressive.
It's unbelievable, Evan. It is unbelievable. And I think now that I think about it, they might have been 22 for 28 from the field.
They were. But what's more impressive is they only lost the game by 2 points. I cannot believe that they gave up 80% shooting from the floor and almost still won. Man. That's pretty good coaching.
Man. come on, man. But that was a big upset, but it's still NC State.
22 for 28 from the field.
That is, man. That's a zone.
And Georgetown's defense was great.
Man. They had Wingate. They had it.
Reggie Williams, Patrick Ewing.
Look at it.
Wingate. They might have had that nasty Graham. Ernest Graham might have been on that team. No, he was on the championship team a couple years before.
MJ.
Oh, there's a Michael Jackson on that team for sure. Broadnax? Was there a Broadnax?
He came off the bench.
Okay.
Bill Martin.
David Wingate, yeah. Reggie Williams, Patrick Ewing.
God, they used to play Carolina. Stoney, my boy Reg loved Carolina.
Evan, did you ever?
You can dial those games up.
Did you ever regret not living in the greatest era
Seriously.
Of sports when you were growing up like we did?
No, because there was a lot else wrong with the world when you guys were growing up.
Actually, there was nothing wrong with the world.
There was no...
we drank out of the hose.
Yeah, no catfishing.
We didn't lock our doors.
No, what's cybercrime? Nobody stealing stuff on the internet.
Hey, Mary, have you seen little Maddie? Oh, he's either at the Grafes or the Hex or the Smiths across the street.
You preaching now, baby.
You know,
I told you I want to go back.
Just open the front door and go, Maddie. Yeah. He'll come home. It was
no
a simple
social
time.
Media. No social media.
Such a simple time.
People talked, Evan.
You'll never get it back either.
No, we won't. You guys harbored really positive thoughts about all people, all creeds, all genders, all races.
No, those are sectors of the world, Evan.
Who are you taking football?
Belichick. Jimmy Johnson.
That's an obvious one. Let me
Bill
think.
Walsh. And who did I have as my fourth? Tom Landry.
I tell you who I'm probably taking.
Chuck Noll.
Yeah.
Okay, I bet. Him and Bradshaw.
If I can have his defense, I'll take Chuck Noll.
Man, Steel Curtain.
I mean, honestly, you can name 15 guys on that team.
Mel Blount.
Rocky Blyer.
Wow. Franco.
Go ahead, keep going.
Franco.
Terry Bradshaw.
John Stallworth.
Lynn Swann.
Mean?
I was just going, yeah. Mean Joe Green.
L.C. Greenwood.
What's my other buddy?
Jack.
Jack Ham.
I'll take the backup quarterback, Terry Hanratty.
Mel Blount.
James Harris. Wasn't he on that team? Wasn't he a backup? No.
Franco?
They had a black backup. The Pittsburgh Steelers had a black backup quarterback.
It was supposed to be better than he had. What's his name?
Yeah, what is his name?
It's coming, Evan.
You should know.
I got it. Oh, my God.
Give me his initials.
Hold on, man.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The Pittsburgh Steelers had a black backup quarterback to Bradshaw.
It was bad. And he got in some trouble off the...
Not Cordell Stewart.
No. I'll let you down. I'm losing my black card.
Hold on.
Just go ahead, Stoney. I got it. Let me do it.
Go ahead.
All right.
I'll let you look it up.
You ever see Lombardi?
Now that... We were having fun.
This guy's
Those teams are pretty good.
Jack Lambert.
Gillingham. Is it something Gillingham?
No, Gilliam. Gilliam.
Gilliam. You got it.
Herm Gilliam.
No, Joe Gilliam.
Joe Gilliam.
Yeah, Stoddy,
see,
you
I could do
it.
This all day.
Joe Gilliam.
I thought you were a Jim Thorpe guy.
He was baddie.
You want me to talk about Jim Thorpe? I'll talk about Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, problems.
Jim Thorpe grew up in Pennsylvania. Okay.
Yeah.
He grew up in a town called Mock Chunk, which later became Jim Thorpe. They named the town after him in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
But it was originally named Mock Chunk, which was a Native American name. And Jim Thorpe, of course, was a Native American.
Coach is saying Michael Graham. You're wrong.
Oh, yeah. I said Ernest. Ernest Graham played for the Maryland Terrapins.
Well, look at
I tell you what.
But you got Joe Gilliam.
Stump the Schwab. Yeah. You can't. You can't.
I'm the Schwab.
Guru.
Nah, you've been stoned.
Guru.
Sorry, what part?
Guru, if we had...
You got to get him right away.
Okay. Right. If we had a 95-7 the game sports trivia contest...
We did weekly, and you never won. You nutted up. You got... Palms got sweaty. Okay. It was called
I'll
Jeopardy.
Say it again.
Vontae and Dibs were the 95-7 winners.
95-7 the game has a sports knowledge trivia contest that encapsulates all sports for six decades. Yes. I will win. I will win.
Pre-2000.
No, it's just got to incorporate everything.
So what happened real quick with Jeopardy? You said it got
those were trick questions. Mike Webster. What's
the trick? Oh, my God.
You're just saying stuff.
No, Mike Webster. He came in on the Boxer and Gerson work injury text line.
You had to know it. Oh, boy. You are something else.
So
man.
How do you remember all this? But do you want to name the starting defense for the San Francisco 49ers this weekend?
Or the Reeds?
I'm okay with the Reeds.
Well, Evan will tell you different.
Roy Girella.
15 minutes later.
Dude, my man tried to come down John Thompson's road. Got
1-2 in championship
games.
Got
you there. Nelly didn't get there.
1-2. I mean, just for kicks, we got John in Toronto who wants to talk about Kuminga.
Jay.
That's a buck.
John, what's going on? Yeah, you're going to get your 1250 in this glass by the end of the show. What's up, John? How you doing?
Like Kuminga, he didn't show up.
I lied.
That's nice.
Yeah. I ain't down on Kuminga like that. I'm,
come on.
Are we going to make that bet? It's almost two.
I'm not betting. You know why? Because Steve Kerr's gutless.
No, they need
He'll end up playing him.
Yeah.
Oh, Frenchy Fuqua. That's right. All right, let's go to Paul in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Everything good?
Yes, Dynamite. Sir.
All right, so Mount Rushmore coach, got to be the guy who they used to say he would take yoursins and beat usins this week, and then next week he'd take usins and beat yoursins.
What?
Don Shula.
Yeah, Bum Phillips said it. Wow.
Said it about Don Shula.
Shula, man, I'm not
That's
mad
a good
at
one.
Him.
Don
that
Shula.
Is a great one.
That is a good one.
Okay,
wow.
And... Before Joe Gilliam, there was Broadway Joe Namath, and Joe Gilliam was known as Jefferson Street Joe.
That's just tremendous knowledge, Paul.
You like that?
I do, because it rang a bell, but I never would have thought about it in a million years.
Man, I'm mad at Shula.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
He was an icon. Oh, what?
Huh?
No.
I said, Paul.
72 Dolphins. Remember that?
You want to lose that? You want to lose that?
Mercury Morris.
Bob Greasy.
Zonka.
Kick.
Mark Duper.
He wasn't on that team. You're out.
That was me saying I was out. As far as I can go.
That's what I mean.
But you haven't.
That's what I mean.
We got Bonte and Dibs for what you think
Can't
you
be
are.
Touched.
Like, and what? God,
give me something else.
Just Patty, stop.
Pick a team, any team, any year.
2024 San Francisco Giants.
Okay.
Let's go.
Is that this past year? Or is it 2 years ago?
Dude,
we'll do the 25 Giants.
All right.
No.
At first base, we've got our mainstay, Dom Smith. Our great fielder. Second base, we had a problem with Tyler Fitzgerald early in the season. But then later in the season, what's his name? Casey Schmidt started playing some second base.
I'm doing 25.
Doing pretty well. You know I can do this. The left side of the infield was the biggest disappointment in baseball. Matt Chapman and Willy Adames.
Please.
The catcher situation.
This is not impressive.
Okay, well.
You had your chance to get the glory like Denzel that you want, and that was Jeopardy.
I got it.
That was official, Evan, and we choked.
Anybody out there thinks they can stump me right now? You got another thing coming.
Lucas, get your
voice. I tell you what, and you know what? My synapses are firing right now. They are firing.
Name all the teams, if you're that guy, that Steve Garvey played on.
Steve Garvey played on the Dodgers. He obviously played on the Padres.
Okay.
How many other teams? I can't think of any offhand. I guess I could guess the California Angels.
You put the Dodgers and the Padres.
You had it.
And I did. I got it right.
Well,
I said I want to say the California Angels, but I cannot remember, so I won't. Nice try.
You just did.
Nice try. No, but I didn't officially guess them.
Who?
You're listening to Matt Steinmetz. play a game of trivia with himself on 95.7 The Game, KGMZ. You can hear us in HD1 San Francisco, and we're an Odyssey Sports Station. We don't stick to sports all the time, but most of the time. We're always live. That's something you can take to the back, to the bank, rather. We're always live, and you can find us on the free Odyssey app, and we're now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Let's do Ricky Henderson, then.
And you're not good with numbers. That's what I don't like.
What do you mean?
Like player numbers you don't remember.
Player numbers in years I struggle with.
All right. And this.
If you want to try to stump me, you know the number.
Let's do Ricky Henderson then.
All right.
How many teams did he play for?
Ricky Henderson. Let me just start going through the teams. Oakland. Oakland A's.
This is easy.
Yankees.
Come on, Stein. He slid.
Got about 12 more to go.
Can you?
That's just.
I'm not doing it if you guys are going to do this.
Well, there is a time limit.
Oh, well, then I can't do it. I'd rather be right. And
then you just got stumped.
No.
Yeah, that's the game, Stoney. You got to do it like Jeopardy. That's where you failed. You had to do it. That did something to you. Knowing you.
Well, see, now I don't even remember what the question is.
Ricky Henderson, how many teams?
Okay.
Name the teams.
All right.
The Man of Steel.
He slid home first into home plate first, head first.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, boy.
We do.
I'm so pissed. Okay. He played for the.
That's good.
Yeah, he did.
Nothing is ringing a bell here.
The pressure's on.
I thought you'd be able to get a few. There's like
Seattle?
10.
Why do I have a Seattle memory? That's right.
Yeah, he was on the 116-win team, I think.
Come on, Stoddy. Another California team.
China. Oh, no, he never played for the Giants.
Broke a record on it.
Oh, he played for the Padres, for sure. Padres,
so
for
there's
sure.
Six more. He played for 9.
You know what? I'm going to give up. Because I it's just not ringing a bell.
I was going to go to Goo, but he's looking at it now.
Toronto was one.
What you mean I'm looking at it?
Well, you were just
you got the Mets, Red Sox, Dodgers.
Give me them all again.
Oakland, New York, Oakland again.
Yeah.
Toronto, Oakland again. San Diego, Anaheim, Oakland again. Mets, Mariners.
I don't remember the Mets at all.
You don't remember?
I do not remember the Mets at all.
Padres, Red Sox.
I don't remember the Red Sox.
Dude, why, I'm getting a blur on Ricky with the Red Sox.
Well, he was on the Blue Jays team that won the World Series,
yeah.
The Joe Carter one. He was on the Mets team that I think made it to, I don't know if he was on the World Series team, but the 99 team.
Now I want to say he wasn't, he?
He was on the Padres team before they went to the World Series. And... well, he got traded back to the A's in 89 when they won the World Series. He wasn't on the team the whole year.
Boy, there's a couple teams.
That is great.
You remember him on the Boston Red Sox?
No, I don't. That's a blur to me.
How many games did he play for them?
With the Red Sox?
Yeah.
72. And his last year was with the Dodgers.
Man.
Mm.
Did he ever play for, speaking of the Blue Jays, let's go talk to John in Toronto. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing well. Do you remember when Ricky Henderson was a Blue Jay?
No, I don't really watch baseball. I'm a basketball guy.
I got you. All right.
All right. So I just wanted to talk about Jonathan Kuminga again.
All right.
Okay. So when you guys get mad at him for getting DMPs, it's not his choice. That's the coach's choice.
Mm.
Okay, and another part.
Yep.
J.K. leads the team in rebounds and also third in scoring and not top five in minutes. You can't name one single basketball player in the history of the NBA that led his team in rebounds, was third in scoring, and came off the bench and wasn't top five in minutes. That's one.
Mm.
And against Philly, J.K. got subbed out in the third quarter when they were up 18 points. The lead dropped all the way down to 5. By the end of the third. And in the fourth quarter, he went on the court. They were up 11 points. He got subbed out. The lead went down to 3 points. And he was upset. And that's when Draymond was talking to him because he walked off the bench.
Right.
Okay. So for Steve Kerr, doesn't play the best players on the court, on the team. He plays his favorite players. And that's why GP2 gets minutes. Without the Warriors, GP2 would be out of the league. That's just facts. And it doesn't matter who we trade for, who we get. As long as Steve Kerr is the coach, nothing is going to change. We've been a playing team for the last 3 years, and we're still going to be a playing team after the trades.
All right, a couple things.
Rumors go. And,
John's
feeling this.
Two things. In fairness, two out of the last 3 years, they've gotten to the second round of the playoffs. In fairness, and then two, what should he do?
Who?
Steve
you play
Kerr.
The best players on the team. Mm. You play the best players on the team.
What about
That's
the guys
what you should do? You what, play the best players on the team.
What about the players who are playing the hardest?
You don't lead the team in rebounds if you're not playing hard. Mm. That's facts. You cannot lead the team in rebounds if you're not playing hard.
All right,
dude. I love that.
Hey, John. Anything else?
Don't be a stranger.
No, be a stranger.
Well,
hey, Stani.
No, not be John. I love you, but. I appreciate the call, Jay.
Hey, Stani, what do you got on Roy Tarpley?
Oh my gosh. Thrown out of the NBA.
The Maverick.
Went to Michigan.
Led the team in rebounding, was third in scoring, and came off the bench.
How did you figure that out right away?
Don't worry about it.
Dude.
Maybe Roy I wouldn't Tarpley. Win that trivia contest.
He had a problem with the white horse, but man.
He was a great ball. Rebounder.
Well, he just said there was no player in the history of basketball that had done those things. So,
you got that.
I got one
BLT.
For you. No,
nice.
It's upstairs for me. George Brett.
What about him?
One of the best third basemen of my lifetime.
I agree.
With the Royals. They went on a run. Who was his shortstop?
Freddie Patek.
Well, there was another one I was thinking.
UC Washington?
Yeah, UL
Washington. UL Washington. Yeah.
That's who I was looking for, but you got Patek.
Frank White at second.
Yep.
John Mayberry at first.
Who was in center? WW.
Dot.
Amos Otis.
Willie Wilson. Yeah, center fielder.
Okay.
Remember they played? They had the Missouri World Series? Evan wasn't here yet.
Yeah, it wasn't a twinkle in the eye.
You missing out. We didn't say Carnesecca.
I know.
Mullen's listening.
Well, he's never won
mad.
A title.
Well, he's like Nelly.
Mully's back tonight.
Is he back
Allegedly.
There?
Allegedly.
With Mully. Oh, they're going to have a ball. They always have a ball.
Was he waiting for Curry?
A lot of people are. You know what? Maybe we got Fitz and Tim Roy definitely timing their retirement with Curry.
Yeah. We need to get Mully on.
I can't last that long. I can't last as long as Curry.
You know what we forgot to talk about?
I'd leave when he leaves.
No, seriously, we should try to get a weekly with him. You got his
with
number.
Who?
I'll call Bonte.
Steph
with
Curry.
Because we can't get for Dale. Good God, the guy can't even go to the grocery store. How many, can we ever, we forgot to bring that up in the meeting. Dude, Evan, can we get for, he's our guy. Came to the cafeteria with us. We're like, boy.
You know what?
He's underpaid, man.
We actually haven't heard a Nick Friedel soundbite in
Nicky,
one
come
segment.
Home, baby.
So, Nick, let's just hear from Nick about three alphas. Why not?
Wade was no longer an alpha with his play.
He's cooked.
Wade was an alpha grandfathered in, and that was
the
big problem back in on that year in Chicago because Wade wanted to be treated like an alpha, but he wasn't practicing the same way. He wasn't putting up the same numbers. Then he's calling out the younger guys. Rondo, who still wanted to be perceived at that level, then was calling out Wade and Butler. It was a mess. That is not the case here. On this Warriors team, it is very clearly the whole totem pole of where everybody stands. Steph is the man because Steph is one of the very greatest players anybody's ever seen. Draymond is the emotional leader and engine of that group. Draymond sets the tone. The rest of those guys follow, or they kind of are like, okay, you know, what's going on? And Draymond, I'll give him this always. As far as honesty goes, he's the one that said a few weeks ago, he's like, I'm not going to keep everybody's spirits up. I'm going to MF these guys when needed. When Draymond is engaged, that is when teams are at their best.
I'll tell you what, if I go over to Chase tonight, I'm going to have to talk to Nick.
Evan will be there.
Yeah, I got
to
work.
Let's go talk to Nick tonight.
I mean,
he is very high on this team still.
Oh, I thought you meant that we didn't talk to him enough.
Yeah, not higher than. Well, that's what I was
not
saying.
Higher than who, you?
Well, I got him at Western Conference Finals, but you can't get mad that there's ups and downs. But
who are you talking about?
Me, because no, I had the.
You
Western,
shouldn't get mad because there are ups and downs.
What?
Well, okay, you're the one who says, well, that's nasty.
Well, they're, dude, you got it.
Such a dumb word.
And you love it. Like, you don't like bringing up Kuminga. What you confess is what you possess.
It's been a problem for a month.
So, no, seriously. Well, you were saying you're in the middle of something.
No, I was just bringing up for now. I wish we could talk. Mullen. Get Mullen on the show. You got his number? I'll call B. But he's back today.
Like, is that true? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Okay. I got to say something. What's bugging you is coming up at 2 o'clock today. Oh, it's not personal. So when I do mine, I'm telling you now in front of everybody, it's not about you, and it's not personal. Just remember that.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coach Kerr! All righty. Hey, was there a St. Mary's basketball player who turned famous actor that you know of?
Yeah, Mahershala Ali.
He's from Hayward. Went to Mount Eden High School.
Yeah, I forget what his name was before
he changed his name.
Or changed it, but
he's a great-ass actor.
What's he been in?
Just some great movies.
Do they have titles?
One's on Apple TV where there were two of him. He's playing two people.
So I'm looking for a title that says Apple TV, two of him?
No, I'm going to go get it, but yeah, he's a great actor.
Give me something, Evan.
He won the Academy Award for Moonlight.
That ain't it.
All right.
And I believe the other one was for The Green Book.
What was that about?
That was with him and Viggo Mortensen.
It was
a period piece. Viggo Mortensen plays...
sequel to The Notebook.
Not even close.
I love The Notebook.
I think it was, right? The Green Book, then it was after The Notebook.
No, The Green Book...
It was because it's about the Eagles, I think. The Eagles were involved.
No, it wasn't. The Green Book was a book that black musicians had to use traveling through the South to find places where they could stay in white towns where they were performing.
Wow. Gotcha. How have I not seen that?
Well, I...
Oh, this was Swan Song.
Okay.
Yeah, Apple TV.
All right.
Just a great flick, man.
I'm watching a Revolutionary War documentary right now. Ken Burns.
I'm not being smart. What do you get out of it? And then what do you do with what you get out of it? Like...
You're always learning.
Where do you go share that?
I can do it right now.
Well, I'm all ears, but I want to hear it.
Okay. Let me tell you. There may have been a document more important to our country than the Declaration of Independence.
Which would be what?
Thomas Paine's Common Sense. It kind of jump-started the revolution.
It was a pamphlet.
That's pretty
But they had short attention spans back then.
My man said a pamphlet. Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't very long.
But he was very economical with his words, but they were very... He was like Hemingway in a way.
Ernest.
Come later. Oh, my God.
Who was the name? Real quick, the caller about Kaminga. That was passion.
He needs some common sense.
Dude, he was... Like, I just want somebody to love me like he loves Kaminga.
Can I... You know what? Can I share something with our listeners about how good of a guy one of our mates is?
I hope it's me, but go ahead.
I don't remember the guy who got put through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know what his name was.
I got it. Hold on. I got a text over, but go ahead.
We got a text from Carter Chickering, who was screening calls at the time, offering a sincere apology for letting that guy on the air.
Ben in Oakland.
Ben.
I was his favorite.
I'm like, come on, Carter. Appreciate you, Carter.
I mean what I'm saying to you. You need to understand that I'm shaking you from here with my long arms.
Who are you talking to?
You. If you don't have haters, you ain't doing it right. And Ben was his favorite, but he was hating. It's okay.
Let's go to James in the stack.
James.
What's up, James? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, Steiny and Goat?
You got it, baby. Yes, sir.
Hey, me and you, we know a lot of the same cats, like Frank J 47.
Come on, man. That's about to come Frankie J. Come, Big Mamas.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Yes,
hold
sir.
James, you know Relaford?
No, I don't know Relaford.
How about Sil Basie?
Yeah, that's Red. Sil Basie is Red.
How about the trucker? How about the truck driver?
We know a lot of same people, like Chico Green. Like, we know a lot
CeeLo
of
Green.
Chico is Spice One. Yeah.
Chico.
Yeah. Nice. Let's go, baby. Yeah,
I'll start packing up.
My boy.
That's a small world.
I want to comment on Mahershala Ali. His real name is Herschel Gilmore, right? He started at Mount Eden.
Okay.
Came to Hayward High. We played hoop together and baseball. We played JV baseball. We played JV basketball.
Wow.
And, dude, just to see him grow, like, he grew when he went to St. Mary's and balled. I mean, he didn't ball out, but he was a good role player. and then turn into what he's turned into.
Incredible.
I just had to comment on that, like, small world stuff.
Did you know that part of his... Did you know that part, like that artistic part, that talent of for acting back then, or no?
Dude, no. Dude, I never... Never would have ever suspected he went that route. Like,
wow,
he was a smart guy, though. He was always a smart guy, but I never suspected he would go that route. And I used to see him on TV like, that's my dude. Like, what the heck? I'm sitting on my couch, you know, as a grown man. I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
that's incredible.
Just small world stuff. I just had to call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because.
Hey, that's love, man. Happy holidays to you. I got to tell the folks we know the same people, man.
Yeah, appreciate the call, James.
So
James
Daly
texted me, too, saying he knows...
Ali?
Yeah.
So it's not too late if I wanted to get into acting.
No, I don't think it is at all.
And we got the big wig coming next week that used to be, what did the boss say, with movies. Yeah, you didn't get that in the meeting yesterday. Remember I said there's still a chance. I got the hair.
You know what I would advise? If you want...
No, seriously.
I can help you, but you're not going to want to pay the price. You're just not.
How could you help me?
I could help you. You know what your start? You know where you get your start? If you can, community theater. Community.
My curiosity has truly peaked, but Evan, what if it happened?
Well, you usually start at the stage before you get to the screen.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And
well, that sounds, you know, you can find yourself, though.
You know, like Seinfeld, the sitcom was really like a play.
But it's not like open mic. If I were a singer,
you're
going
to have to audition. You're going to have to audition for a part.
But who's going to get me ready?
You got to learn your lines.
Yeah, it's over.
Usually the way it's done, and I'm so glad you asked about this now, because I was just down in LA last week seeing my daughter in a community theater production. And it's about a 4-month thing. They announced the performance. Then there's
script,
and if you want to, you rehearse, and then you audition, and then if you get the part, you get to rehearse and eventually put on a play. Now, you don't make any money, but in LA, it's possible you could get discovered.
But if one person sees you, it could change you.
Exactly. Hmm. Now, most of the people that participate in community theater have a talent that they utilize.
Damn it, I'm
and ready. So you'd have to come up with one.
No, I could do a serious role. Like, I love soap operas. Like, my boy Sue Gracie calls them the soap. Seriously, that there's a... I could act. I really... People okay. say I'm doing it now. As all right. Host, but no, seriously.
Okay,
son.
let's do a scene.
Yeah.
All right.
We did the one where I came home and the wife was cheating. We did that. I want more.
Okay.
Fire me. Call me in the office and fire me. Tell me we got to go a different route.
Okay. I'll be your boss.
All right. I'm the top salesman.
Well, wait. Why am I firing you? Okay.
Cutbacks.
I'll do it. You're like that guy from Michigan. Okay. Hey, Darryl. How you doing?
What's up, boss? How you doing, man?
I wish I could say I was doing better, but I'm not.
What's going on? Everybody okay at home?
Yeah, everything's fine with me, but we got to make a difficult decision here, and it involves you.
In what regard?
I think we got to let you go. Actually, I'm sorry to laugh, but I know we have to let you go, and it's going to be for cause.
I'm the top earner here.
I know it's.
I've been here 11 years.
That's what makes this so
President's
hard.
Club. Is there anything personally that I've done here?
I think you know what you did.
What is that? Besides, be the top earner for the. Listen, I'm not going to beg for my
job.
Can
we do this?
And Matt,
are we
going to
do this with or without HR?
I thought we were better than this. Bring them in. You're smiling as you tell me my job's coming to an end. What did I do?
You were involved in something that got you fired. I'll make something up.
Are you going to share that with me? Because I got a wife to answer to. You know
not
what?
For long.
You know what?
Guru, we found out you stole that car. You stole that car. We have to let you go.
You guys told me to use that car. Are you being serious right now, Tom?
Guru.
No, if this is it, Tom, I think something else is at play here. And I'm serious. I don't know if it's the color of my skin. but I'm calling the NAACP.
I'm
and you were in this role, by the way.
I called you two different days. Dude, acting at its best is incredible.
I could have done a better one.
People said they never see me so nervous.
Yeah, you didn't.
Not nervous.
Well, there's two different
forms. I was trying to be professional. I'm at the job getting fired.
You know what? Like, you wouldn't be a good stand-up comic because you can't ad lib.
That's what I do best.
If I give you a script, you could probably memorize
it. No, that's you. Okay.
I just remembered what was bugging me.
Why did I really even feel like I was acting for like a half a second? And it was working.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. I know it's bugging me now.
2 o'clock.
Yep. Sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
What's bugging me is you always saying you're going to the game. I wanted you out there tonight.
Oh.
Like, Sarah, your boy's in town, man.
What's that?
Your boy's in town.
Well, my daughters are in town, too.
Oh, yeah. Family first.
My one daughter came home last night.
A lot of people saying they like the acting.
My other one, Mr. Flight.
Does that cost more money? Because mine did.
I just...
$410. Not that I'm counting.
Get a call at 2:30 in the morning.
Was she crying? Mine was crying.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Like, what you crying for? You ain't got to spend no extra bread. I don't know what to do. But was she crying?
She was... Yeah, she wasn't handling it great.
But get this. Why did she miss the flight?
That's really...
Because the airlines have been delayed.
You could figure it out.
No, normally it's that. Lollygagging.
No, well, it was.
Milan's was they got there late and didn't comp her a hotel where she had to sleep in the airport.
Wait, who got there late?
The flight was it had a layover, and they were delayed at the leaving out of SAC, so they got to Denver too late. So the flight was already gone, and they're like, Johnny Cochran.
I'm sure you got your money back.
No! 410 more bucks.
What'd she do?
Had to sleep in a... We had family in Denver. They didn't answer. She stayed in the airport.
Put her up?
No!
They don't do that.
No, they do.
No, they have to.
Mia was trying to get it done.
I've slept at an airport. It happened.
But did you try to get the...
Yes. Yes, and I had one of those tinfoil...
We had Norm involved.
I got stuck in Philly, believe it or not.
Why didn't they comp you? They're supposed to comp.
I got a biscuit, I think.
That's a bad airport.
No, or whoever it was.
You're right.
Wow.
I mean, if I would get stuck, Denver's not a bad airport to get stuck at.
Well.
In fact, it's a pretty good airport.
By the time you walk to the other side and back, Wyoming. Your flight's probably...
It was like, why? Oh, she was hurt. I said, honey, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Well, if you were late.
Yeah, she was not late. Of course, I thought that.
She was late because her flight was delayed.
But the airport was they didn't do their part. She was there. Then they just take off without her.
I just missed it.
What was the last time you guys missed a flight?
Actually, I do have a story.
Yeah,
not a great one, but we were in Canada.
Look at my man.
Northern Ontario. We got a little cabin up there, kind of like Shasky's cabin.
Shasky.
And it takes so long to get there. You gotta fly from SFO to like Ottawa. You gotta drive from Ottawa 3 hours. Then you gotta get on a boat and go. And so it's a long trip. And we were leaving, and this one we were flying out of Toronto. Got to the airport. It's a hassle to get to the airport. And got to the airport, and they're like, oh, yeah, that flight was last night.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, it was last night. So we had to go from, like, Ottawa to Washington to Dallas to San Francisco. Yeah, not a great story. So I didn't really.
Now, I told you the time Donovan, Milan, Daryl, and me and I were coming from Texas 3 years ago, Evan. We're about to miss the flight, and I'm doing the math already in my mind of, it's five of us, how much, times whatever. And I almost got whiplash. Mia on the fly threw me in a wheelchair. We bypassed all the traffic. The kids are behind us laughing. But when I get wind of, this might work, and we ain't got to spend the bread, I told him, quit laughing. So I played like I was hurt. As I'm in the wheelchair, and she's just pushing me going 80. We get to the front. So now I got to get out the wheelchair. People are looking.
Dude, it's packed. We're about to miss it. Evan, I get up with the Bobby Brady lift. Like, I gotta bring it home so I have acted. And they were looking like, that dude ain't hurt. And they put us up first on the... It's one of the greatest moments of my parents. That we talked about it was the wrong thing to do, but we were gonna miss it. And I'm in the wheelchair going 90, and the kids are laughing. But then I gotta get up and finish and deliver.
You did the Paul Pierce?
Yeah, I had the Paul Pierce lift last. And we went right in. It's the greatest thing ever.
That's brilliant.
I do give her credit for that.
I could see how it'd be a bonding moment.
I had to get up and fake that was Evan. It was so they're looking.
I can't believe you did that. I wouldn't have done that for $1 million.
The Kirk Gibson limp. I had the Kirk Gibson limp.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, it worked though.
It did. Dude, saved a whole lot of cash, man. Seriously.
So you're like the guy at Disneyland.
Well, she just threw me in there. I had no choice. I go, what's going on? Wheelchair going 90.
I mean, if you didn't hurt anybody else, did you really like what? They had to wait an extra minute, somebody?
We weren't going to get through. We went TSA. We got the special TSA because of the wheelchair study. So that helped us. And we were just,
I'm going to allow it. I know it's an upset, but I'm going to allow it.
It's really just to get through security. After that, you could have ditched it.
Oh, my gosh, man. The feeling I have when I go, boy, you better act right now. I had the limp.
Oh, boy.
We got on, though.
We
got
to get a little D on for some of these.
He was embarrassed.
Yeah, we need him. We need his A game, though. Remember, he struggled his debut a couple years back for his birthday.
That's because he was talking about pods.
That's right. You did not want to talk about
Leave
pods.
My kids alone, man.
Pink Floyd. Hey, teacher, leave those kids alone. Mm. Pink Floyd. You never heard that song?
I've heard of them, not that song.
By the way, why did you... We're going to make it goo today because I have about four things left. What was your problem last night with Raheem Morris after the game?
I had none.
You sent me a video.
No, that was the coach for the Tampa Bay, the other black coach.
Which one?
F-bombs.
I sent the one about Todd Bowles, which we can't play.
Yeah, that's which one he's talking about.
You sent a video about Raheem Morris kissing Andrew Whitworth on the
So wait, you just accused me of racism?
Yeah, my bad.
But I did get the right guy?
Hey, flagrant old goose. You're totally right. I guess he went up at halftime and kissed his former player on the whatever on the cheek while they were doing their set. And people were just like, you know, Falcon fans, that's why my team's 4-9. Get your ass in the locker room. Could you imagine Kyle taking a detour? You're down. Well, they were up. But you know what I mean? Come on, man.
That was before the game.
Oh.
Was
that before the game?
Yeah, they were just playing it back at halftime. It was a bad look originally, though.
So the guy that did, you heard the audio. He had a funny voice. The Atlanta fan. This is why we 4-9 is halftime.
Well, I don't think he liked the fact that he was smooching up the TV commentators.
No, see, I listened to it and I laughed. He thought that was halftime.
There was a lot that went wrong on that set last night.
Are you enjoying the prime with Blake Griffin and Steve Nash and the lovely, and when I say lovely, Taylor Rooks? Stoney, pull the plug. There's only one Barkley. There's only one Kenny. Evan, I'm not even mad at everybody. They're trying. This ain't it. That what they had at TNT is the standard.
No doubt.
It's on ESPN.
I mean, I like ESPN. When's the last time we seen Barkley, Chuck, and Jack? It's been forever. It's been months.
I don't get it. Do they still work? Like, what is Ernie Johnson... Like, I don't get it.
Maybe they only had a certain amount of shows.
Is that it?
They did say that they were going to be on for a few shows, and then they'd take a hiatus.
When do they come back? E26?
Probably Christmas.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
Well, hey, I owe you an apology. I thought you had Bowles and Moses.
You know what? We wanted to play the Todd Bowles, but Evan couldn't get through it get enough beeps
he
in
He called
it.
Him out.
How many people have you heard swear that much in 20 seconds without raising their voice?
Dude, and his message was real. What were they doing? Baker Mayfield's turning in the glass slipper. The clock looks like it's striking. He threw a horrendous interception. Had multiple receivers open on certain plays. You being a tough guy taking these extra hits, you get punch drunk. You know what punch, like boxers get punch drunk, Johnny.
And I know more about boxing than you.
Let's go right now, Frazier.
I'm not going to do this.
See, you'll lose it right now.
Ali.
De La Hoya.
We're naming heavyweights.
No, I'm naming all boxers.
You don't even know boxing has weight classes.
No, Stani, let's go.
No.
No, just boxing.
No, name a weight class.
A heavyweight.
Of course.
What do you want from me?
Because I'll go bantamweight and put you down early.
I just boxing and give everybody their glory.
Do you know what pound class bantamweight is?
And there we go.
I do.
Share with us, Einstein.
The bottom line is...
I think it's 135.
What is heavyweight? It's got to be what?
It's like two something and over.
Mm. But go ahead, you were saying
Well, if it's anything like Tuesday, we knew Goo's going to pull his punches.
Well, next week, maybe.
That was pretty bad.
I kind of delivered, man.
Yeah, you didn't.
Like Floyd at the end.
Yeah. And people want to know what's going on. I was going to call out a coworker. It was Dibs for something he said while I left the day before. I called him out, and then I guess Steiny and Evan say I went soft. Dude, he asked about my ear before, so that took all the thunder out of everything.
You do realize that Evan,
it hurts.
I'm telling you something you don't know now.
Be careful.
Evan got in my ear and said,
"Oh no,
Charmin."
That hurts.
Speaking of Charmin, Mr. Whipple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Remember Mr. Whipple?
Yeah.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
That's pretty good. Evan has no idea what we're... What about Where's the Beef?
That was Clara.
Look at I believe, that's great knowledge.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Of course, Wave's owned by that dude, Dave. Remember, I always thought it was weird. Dave's owned Wendy's, but I guess it was for his daughter.
Yeah.
You and guys then, might as well be speaking Latin.
Like, that bothers me.
Amo amasamat.
What was that?
I love you, love he loves. I took three years of Latin.
Was that when you were training to become a priest?
No.
The fact you're... Don't tell Mary this, your mom.
Yeah.
And I mean this. Mm-hmm. That both your parents were school teachers and you don't... Like, you disappointed me when you said you don't know another language. Like that... I have you it's up there on the pedestal of... You love
but
these
I've mastered
dots.
English.
No. But and why I, wouldn't you take on... How can you not know Spanish? Now, I know for me.
I mean,
but
look,
for you,
guru.
Mr. Word Guy...
Guru.
And the challenges...
Chris Paul II. Get me to Mexico City for 1 month and I'll be able to speak Spanish, and I'm serious.
It's too late now.
I just would need to get immersed.
It's too late now. Like, that shocks me. I would, when I see moms, again,
it's my mom's fault, quite frankly. And we talk, you know what? You actually have stumbled upon something that is a real family issue for us.
Seriously.
It's been an issue with our kids, me, my sister, brother doesn't matter. But my sister and I, my mom's fluent in Italian and she never spoke it when we were growing up.
Wow.
I told you that. Imagine if I knew Italian. A game changer.
Hey, Kobe did.
Game changer.
Man.
Spend half the year in the Bay, half the year in Ascoli Piceno doing a show about soccer.
Still time.
Yeah.
God's
crossover next.
What?
I don't know. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't.
and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.